Who do I serve? I was on the road to eternal death when I heard and understood Jesus saying, I am the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I had a desire to be forgiven. So, I changed the way I was living. I pleaded with God to forgive me of my sins and make me his servant. Therefore, I did what Ananias, at the direction of God, told Paul to do. Now, why do you delay? Get up and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on his name. Acts 22:16. Also, what Paul stated in Romans 6:3-7. Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died is freed from sin. Peter stated 1 Peter 3:21-22, baptism now saves you not the removal of dirt from the flesh, but an appeal, to plea, beg or request, to God for a good conscience, remove the guilt of my sins, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But I say, walk by the Spirit, thereby serve God or fulfill the desire of the flesh serving Satan. Satan's way of living. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, for these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Christ's way of living. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians 5:16-26. 22 But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, 23 Gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. 24 Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. 25 If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. 26 Let us not become boastful, challenging one another, envying one another. Nasu.